welcome to the Midlife-ish podcast, where you learn how to wake up and slay through menopause with mindful living. I'm your host, Dr. Joyelle, your board-certified OBGYN and perimenopause health coach. There's a lot of ish that happens during these midlife years, and you're probably bombarded by the pressure of beating the clock before you hit menopause. Are you a professional woman between the ages of 40 and 50 and afraid of how you'll look, feel, and even think when you approach menopause? Are you over 40 experiencing hot flashes, mood swings, lack of energy, and just feel lost on what to do to manage your symptoms? Are you over 40 and you cringe with each birthday because it means you're 1 year closer to menopause and you might just run out of time to fulfill your biggest dreams? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are where you are supposed to be. This podcast will not only prepare you for what to expect during the midlife years, but equip you with simple, integrative strategies to manage your menopausal symptoms. Ladies, you'll learn that you are not heading towards a midlife crisis, but a midlife revolution as you embrace the evolution of yourself. So let's get started so you can slay your day. Hello, hello. Welcome back, ladies. Thank you for tuning back in to another episode. This episode is called Why I Am Still Tired. I remember the last episode was Why Am I So Damn Tired? This one is Why Am I Still Tired? This is actually kind of a vulnerable one. I wanted to acknowledge some of the feelings that I've been having over the most current events at the time of this recording. But before I begin, I just want to read a review. Thank you for writing a review. This one is by, now I'm going to spell the name, N-N-E, so it's that Nene. I apologize if I'm saying your name incorrectly, but the title is I Feel Seen, Must Listen. And it says, this is the podcast I did not know I needed. Nobody talks about this. Her soothing voice and clear, engaging communication takes the dread out of being midlife-ish. Dr. Joyelle is an inspiration and makes you look forward to the next chapter. I know her podcast and program will be a success. Thank you so much for that review. And thank you for talking about my voice, my soothing voice. You know, you always criticize yourself and wonder, I don't really want to, I honestly don't like to listen to my voice. Which is kind of crazy because it just sounds funny. It just sounds funny to me. But thank you so much. I think I appreciate you writing this review, and I'm glad that you now feel seen and heard, and you're not alone out there. So thank you. And I encourage all of you who has not written a review, please write a review. So just, number one, give me some more feedback as well as more women or more people write reviews, more women can see the podcast. All right, so let's get into why I am still tired. I'm sure many of you are aware of the most recent events of the George Floyd case trial that's going on, and then most recently the killing of Dante Wright in Minnesota, and also the release of a tape of Lieutenant Nazario when pulled over by the police. And as a Black woman, as a Black mom, wife, sister, daughter, I'm exhausted. And I just wanted to acknowledge my feelings, say them out loud, because I know I am not the only one out there who is feeling this way. So I wanted to hold space for you too. Hold space to acknowledge, you know, what you're feeling. I personally have had tears of frustration and anger. And like I said, just overall, just tired, still just so tired and exhausted of seeing the repeated trauma, essentially, on the television, by seeing the disregard and disrespect of Black bodies, essentially. And it's also, at the time of this recording, it's also Black Maternal Health Week, and acknowledging the high mortality rate amongst Black women around pregnancy. Black women are at least 3 times more likely to die either in or after childbirth compared to white women. So there are babies who are growing up without a mom, babies growing up without a dad because of the disregard, disrespect, because they are being seen as a threat. Just so many different reasons. And essentially, Black bodies being, you know, seen as unworthy, unworthy of respect, unworthy of humanity. And a lot of Black children are growing up without a parent because of it. And it makes me sad. It makes me mad. And like I said, just frustrated. And I really was in a funk. And like, what needs to happen? Like, how, what can I do? What part can I play in changing all of this? You know, the CDC declared racism as a serious public health threat. It affects the health of our Black and brown communities. And like I said, I was feeling, you know, just kind of, you know, all these emotions. And then I remember, you know, again, asking the question, like, what can I do? And I remember back when the killing of George Floyd and the protests last summer, remember listening to this amazing podcast called Productive on Purpose, episode 23. Please go listen to it. It really talks about using our purpose as our activism. So I thought back to that. And then my coach also reminded me of that too. Like, you can't stop. Because you feel like, you know, you feel like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to do anything. This is so frustrating. But she reminded me, and like I said, thinking back to listening to that podcast back during the summer, that we cannot stop. We have to keep going. We have to walk in our purpose and share our gifts to uplift our communities. And April is Stress Awareness Month. And, you know, this is stress. Talk about being aware of stress, like seeing all these things on the television, on the news, hearing about it. It's stressful. It's so, so stressful. And I have to say, stress can contribute to intensifying menopausal symptoms or even trigger symptoms, stress. And I mentioned that back in the last episode. There is research that Black women experience more severe menopausal symptoms and also have a longer transition period into menopause, or a longer perimenopausal transition. And why is that? There are studies that say because of the allostatic loading that us as Black women endure. Now, what is that? Now, allostasis essentially is how we adapt to change. So there, you know, it's kind of like a fight or flight response, essentially, when things change, when we face challenges, stress, our body responds. So that is allostasis, how we adapt to change. So as the research has shown as Black women, we have an overwhelming allostatic load. And a lot of that has to do with racism or discrimination that we experience in our lives, like throughout our whole lives. So the pressure of it, having to, you know, in our careers, in our communities, in our, you know, experiences with different doctors, like all of that causes chronic stress. So because of that allostatic load, essentially that constant wear and tear on our bodies, when we go through, when our body is changing during this menopausal transition, because of that, our body is sensing that as another stressor, our symptoms can become more severe or more intensified because this constant accumulation of chronic stress. And this also predisposes us to high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. Like this all is a, you know, it's a continuum. It can just get, you know, worse and worse and just kind of stack on top of each other and lead to illness. So that's why it's so important for us to create strategies to manage our stress, which is why I incorporate that into my program, my coaching program, Menopause Moguls, the Power of the Pause program, because this transition, this season of your life, it's not about quote unquote fixing your hormones. And I don't even want to say fix, because technically, you know, fixing implies that you're broken, and you're not broken. We're not broken. Our body is doing something that it naturally wants to do. So we just need to adjust to that. But it's really looking at you or us as a whole person. So in my program, you know, we talk about hormones, we talk about, you know, what things that you're eating and things like that, but also the stressors that can impact the way you handle your symptoms and manage your symptoms. So really looking at you as a whole person, because there's so many factors that influence how we respond to these hormonal changes and how we respond to these menopausal symptoms. So I empower you through my program with different strategies based on your, you know, your unique situation, because all of us, you know, we are different. We all handle stress different. We all perceive it differently. But really empowering you with strategies to manage them, manage it stress-wise, and then ultimately manage your menopausal symptoms so that you can have clarity, focus, energy to not only level up in your health, but also pour into your business to take that to the next level, or your career to take that to the next level, so that you can build wealth, because we need economic power in order to make change. We need economic power. So if we have the energy, the clarity, the focus to pour into our business, to build that power, to build wealth, is so important. Because when we thrive as Black women, our children thrive and our communities thrive. So I want that for all of us. And I know it's, you know, the racism, racial bias, all of that. That's, it's not going to fix itself overnight. We all know that. But I wanted to encourage you, as well as I'm, you know, at the same time encouraging myself, that we must keep going, Because we have proven to ourselves already that we are resilient. We have already been through many things. And we do what we do. We keep going. We keep going. And I know, like I said, as we watch, as we listen, hear the repeated trauma over and over again, it's hard. It's tough. I was, when I watched the video of the killing of Dante, right, as I'm watching it, my husband called me and he was not aware of this event, you know, of the incident at that time. And he's like, hey, I'm just letting you know I'm coming home to for lunch. And my, you know, I had this sinking feeling when I saw his, when I saw his number, you know, come up on my phone. And then, you know, when he said that I'm coming home for lunch, my, you know, my immediate thought was just make it home. Just make it home. And I have a 5-year-old son that I'm raising. And I'm just thinking about all the different conversations, the conversations that I've already had given the incident of George Floyd, of the, you know, killing of George Floyd last summer, that I've already had to have with my children, and, you know, the constant conversations that we have to have. That builds up. It's so anxiety provoking, the worry, not only for my children, for my husband, my father, my brothers, my male friends. It's just constant worry. Has us on edge all the time. Has me on the edge all the time. And that's chronic stress. So I hope that you have been able to, like I said, acknowledge what you've been feeling, being able to talk to someone about it, whether it's family or friends, just to get those feelings out. And you also, you know, for me, just trying to protect yourself, you know, protect your peace, turning off the television, not watching anything, not listening. It's just do things, you know, that you enjoy, whether it's listening to music, you know, things that just get your mind off of what's been going on. So I hope you've been able to do that. All right, y'all. So that is what I have for today. And if you are a Black professional woman over 40 who is wanting to pivot to something new, birth something new, and need clarity, energy, focus, but being held back by menopausal symptoms, reach out to me in the DMs, or you can schedule a discovery call to see if my Menopause Moguls program is a good fit for you and see that you're a good fit for the program. All right, y'all, you take care. Until next time. Thank you for listening. If you had any aha moments, please subscribe and share this podcast with all the ladies in your circle. Then head on over to www.drjoyelle.com to get my monthly newsletter and join my Facebook group so we all can slay our day together.